Everybody, welcome back. Straight Outta Fowler Podcast with your host, Chris G. This is the last episode of the year for Straight Outta Fowler Podcast until we're going to come in hard 2019, whatever hard means. And today I'm at the Dingo's Den with the Dingo Brothers. Rod Dog, a.k.a. Fuck Her Rod Dog, and Raw. Joe Dingo in the motherfucker.
Joe the Dingo, nigga.
What's up? Nothing. We're just talking. I felt like, fuck it, let's just pull out the phone and let's just talk some shit. You know, Anchor is a one-stop shop for all your podcasts and needs. A push of a button and you're fucking podcaster. How fucking easy is that? No more complaining about, hey, I don't have the equipment. Hey, whoop-de-whoop-de-bullshit.
Hey, man, I don't like the way you're looking button, at me when boom! You say that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're chilling here. It's Saturday night. Saturday,
evening, man, because remember, I'm drinking
morning,
already.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it, Saturday. Dingo got some Blue Moon brew.
Wintertime,
and
dude.
Rod Dog, a.k.a. Fuck Her Rod grape. Dog, got some
grape soda
with some Subway and some Cheetos, and I just ate tacos de birria.
Today is sponsored by Subway and Cheetos.
Market, so I'm just good right now. So anyway, I just thought we'd just talk shit. Let's talk about this comedy show we got coming up soon here in Fowler, California. Fowler, why the fuck aren't you guys excited? Right now, you guys should be going berserk, say, oh shit, we got GPS, we got Sidekick Eddie, we got X coming through to do a very intimate set show, stand-up comedy show here that you're not going to see anywhere in the Central Valley.
Shout out LSK.
The motherfuckers out there listening,
hey, LSK.
You better fucking be here. And before the comedy show, we're going to have a rap group, LSK, D-Boy, and Chief, and perform a set. So it's going to be pretty dope, you guys.
Those motherfuckers are alive.
Yeah, you know, shout out to LSK, man.
Those motherfuckers. You can't say enough about those motherfuckers.
Man, they're a good combo right there, man. So besides that, man, Fowler, I don't know why the fuck you ain't fucking blowing up the phone line and hey, can I get some tickets? $12? $12.50. You are not going to be able to get this shit for $12.50 for this act. You go down to LA where they're always at the comedy store or at the improv or at the Laugh Factory. Motherfuckers, you're going to pay over that. So I'm just saying, the Valley, San Cal, even if it's North Cal, I got people from Northern California that know who these fuckers are. You're going to drive all the way out here.
And Fowler, you should
be excited, man. I'm hoping to see a lot of people there.
If and when it works out, because it will.
Yeah.
We're going to go bigger.
It's going to get packed.
You know how it's going to be a thing amongst comedians?
Because it's only the thing that people don't understand. Yeah. It's only 100 people seating or 150.
Intimacy.
Yeah, it's real private. Intimate. It's a real, real good show. You know, there's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. So if you ain't got shit going on January 12th at 8 p.m., the comedy show starts at 8 p.m., but the other part probably around 7.
It's so intimate, though. It's so intimate that, you know, motherfuckers are going to be sitting on each other's lap.
And don't bring your kids. It's 18 and over, 21 to drink.
No, we have a little corral for the kids. We have a couple of fucking burros and some mean dogs there, too, though.
Well, everybody, Joe Dingo's cracking up at himself right now. That's the kind of day he's on that blue moon.
It's only
right
my second
now.
Moon.
You're only your second moon. Yeah, so yeah. Talk about this, because I've never heard of a blue moon. I don't drink that.
It's
much.
Not really full flavored, but it is, I guess, would be slightly malty. But the most important thing about it is it's peppery. It's like putting some pepper in it.
Oh.
You taste a little bit of orange, a little citrus. So what? But in the end, it tastes like pepper.
Belgian white. What the fuck's that mean? Explain that, 'cause it says that.
It's mostly like a wheat also.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's almost like a summertime beer rather than...
I'm going to shout out, you know who know this kind of shit? Shout out Mega Man. You guys check him out on the podcast, the Mega Man Hour podcast, man.
Yeah, I don't know shit about it, really.
He likes to go to these breweries, and he likes to drink all this craft beer. And he's been going to a lot of well-known breweries in LA area.
In fact, we got to pick him up because he got another DUI. And...
but he does actually... Hey, that's crazy. He does have a DUI, bro. I think he's had a DUI before. Hey, shout out Mega Man if you're listening. I know you're fucking
Mega
listening,
Mega Man, we're just joking, man. We love you,
We fucking around,
you.
Joe Dingo. I forgot. Hey, yeah, he gave you a shout out too that day when we recorded over there. Mega Man gave you a shout out, man.
These motherfuckers.
I told him you guys are my fucking team right here. You know, me and the Dingo Bros, and that's the way we started this shit.
Can we get Kevin Hart here? Like, like his cousin promised we could get him. Nah.
No, that's somebody else, dude.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Who else can we get here? I mean, like, who can get here? What's that guy, Winfield?
Mike Winfield?
Yeah, Mike Winfield, man. Yeah, that guy's funny.
Shout out Mike Winfield, man. He's doing his thing.
Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Hey, Wayne,
he was making a big time hitting on the girl from 24 News.
Uh-huh.
The color girl with the light eyes.
Uh-huh.
He's like, damn, you fine.
Yeah, no, he's funny.
A lot of pretty girls in Central Valley. Yeah. And Fresno is like a mecca for beautiful women.
Oh my God! These people, dude.
You go to LA and you'll say, "Hey, I expected to see more beautiful women around." And then you go to Frisco, you say, "I expected to see women that wear makeup." And you're in Fresno, like, "God damn! Did you see that waitress? I don't care where you go. There's one waitress. I don't care where you fucking go."
Nah, dude, come on. They laugh at us. LA and the Bay laugh at us when it comes to women.
Yeah, no.
They think there's nothing but tweakers out here.
No.
You don't see the memes, Joe. You gotta go. You gotta be in 2018, 2019. You're living in 1990.
You wanna live there? 1987. You wanna live there? Or you wanna live here?
What do you mean?
You wanna live in LA?
No, I live here.
There you go, man.
I would love to live in LA if I could. No, but if I could live in LA, I would like to live in LA. Or at least I would like to have like a little condo, so whenever I need to get to LA,
all you want is a helicopter or a plane that takes you there and back when you want. Your own private jet.
Yeah. Don't drive. You say don't
fuck
drive.
I got driving shit.
Yeah, but then how are you going to drive to get around? You got to have an Uber. Oh, Uber's not
helicopter,
popping.
Man.
What about your fucking bullet train? Your bullet train. That'll get us there in like an hour.
No, you know what? We're better off being rocket men.
I want to see when the fuck are they going
to build that shit. I would give anything to be a rocket man. Slap that motherfucker on me.
I'm just wondering, why the fuck isn't that shit like done already?
What?
The train. You know how much money that would save people? Just can shoot you straight to LA. Boom. You're there in an hour or two. 2 hours. Well, I don't remember what they said it was going to take to get us there.
Watch Elon Musk pop out with a
tunnel. Yeah. Elon Musk fucking. He said, you know what? Here. Boom. Yeah. He's going to do a tunnel through the fucking bottom of the ground. Underneath the ground,
the
right?
Who needs the fucking train? Here's
your train, bitch. Boom. It'll get you there. You take your own car, too. They put you... you didn't see Elon
Musk? Yeah, I saw it. Fuck
that.
Yeah.
The little design he said. He gets,
I was like...
All you do is put your car down there, and then boom! Shoots you the fuck over here. Imagine that. From LA to the Bay in how long? 2-3 hours? Or 2 hours?
I don't know, man. Imagine I don't want to take too long, because they got good heroin over there, and I need to get that shit quick.
But the thing is, he's getting shit, because a lot of people are talking shit, because they say, the earthquakes. Well, that's a stupid idea. Why are you going to put tunnels underneath the ground when there's earthquakes? And you know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, that kind of makes sense. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the whole town of LA would sink in if a big earthquake and there was huge tunnels going down? What do you think?
Nah.
No? You don't think you think there would be damage to any of the tunnels?
I think they should make that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They
should
make that shit out of ice, and you should go down head first like the Olympic sport.
Joe Dingo. So to me, it sounds like you're not having that shit right now. This train or these tunnels.
No, I wouldn't know how to engineer that shit, put it that way.
That's why Elon Musk would do it.
That's why I'm like, better him than
me. He's the smartest motherfucker in the world, I guess, is what they're saying, right? Mm-hmm.
He's the highest entrepreneur I know.
We'll see. we'll see what happens. You know, my eyes is like, damn, that's one crazy ass idea if I ever heard anything. But you guys go with it.
Wait, you tell me what's more crazy.
Elon Musk,
the train
is crazy.
Or the fucking tunnels? You tell me, huh?
Equal. Equally crazy.
Why? So you're not for the tunnels and you're not for the fucking crazy train?
No, because if you have one blockage, it's over.
What do you mean?
If one thing fails, falls apart, say a cart just falls apart and clogs the whole thing. I don't know, man. You tell me.
No, explain it. Explain what you're trying to say.
Accidents could be terrible.
What, on the train or the tunnels?
In the tunnel. But if there are like if they are electrical, most electrical, those kind of fires would be horrible for anybody who's stuck down there. But I guess there would be escape exits, and so I don't know how it fucking works.
Yeah, you're right.
But no matter what you do, if it's similar like that, you got to treat it like a fucking Disney ride where you can't go around killing people in your ride.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I quietly understand what you're saying, but
that's... Yeah. But other than that, it'd be fun for like 2-4 miles at a time. Fuck yeah, you kidding me?
Well, allegedly, we got them that go underneath from coast to coast. Yeah. Denver International Airport and shit. You got Ancient Aliens series on that.
So what? No way. Are you serious?
But anyways, you know
what
I'm saying.
A tunnel from Area 51 to Area 52, which is in Utah.
Damn. Okay, so that's why
Area 52.
So there's probably tunnels that we don't even know of out
okay,
there.
Okay,
right,
those are supposed to be built with a nuclear type gun, and it burns holes to the earth. And when it burns holes to the earth, it turns all of the rock into glass. So it's already glass smooth once you burn through it, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay.
They got some special.
Oh hell, I don't know. Fuck. I have no idea. That's what they're
saying.
Yeah, but
oh, Ancient Aliens is saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but even if they even
or is that proven?
Even then, you have earthquakes, like you said.
Yeah.
Tectonic shifts.
Yeah. So,
you, so all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
That's
okay. All I'm saying. You got it. Okay. You see what
I'm saying.
Saying.
Don't do yeah, tunnels. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Don't.
The Ozarks, we're in the Ozarks in Arkansas. The Ozark Mountains. Oz, Illuminati.
Name and
all that.
Yeah. Oh, the owl.
The Oz. Yeah.
But everybody
Ozarks.
Has
Oz and Noah's Ark.
Every civilization Oz, has Noah's tunnels, Ark. And every civilization can go underground, and you know. Even just the Native Americans here in Southwestern, which are fucking badass motherfuckers.
And you know no wall's going to stop us from
The yeah. Native Americans of...
the Native, they go under the wall, hey?
Yeah, they go under the wall.
The Native Americans of America are some badass motherfuckers. Like, you say, the Cherokee, the Sioux, yeah. The Iroquois. Those are some bad motherfuckers. But anyways, they're the ones that talk about underground people and shit like that, so...
Okay, so this conversation went crazy.
Yeah, we want to get back to just partying on.
I just asked about a motherfucking tunnels.
Let's Area 52.
Yeah, yeah, and then we end up on conspiracy Area 51, 52, Illuminati studios, and all that shit.
But we're just saying, we're like, once you come down off of New Year's and shit on January 12th, 2019.
So anyway,
credit card bill.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are your plans
for
New Year's this shit. Year?
Mostly what I've been doing for the past few years, like 10, stay home and not go to jail.
Yeah. What about you, Rod Dog?
Other than that, it gets you crazy.
I kind of just hang out. Usually just fall asleep before New Year's, and then all of a sudden I wake up to the sounds of gunfire and illegal fireworks.
Yep. Sounds like me.
Hear all the dogs barking.
Illegal fireworks are... But now they got this technology that fucking... They'll catch those motherfuckers. They'll catch you where you're shooting your gun off in the
country. Like it's like a ping from a cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, man. I tell you what.
Oh, you know what? A conversation. Everyone's talking about this. About privacy and people turning on the microphones while you're on your phones or your TVs or your... People have been... I don't know. For some reason, that's been trending. Like, the government, this... You know what I mean? I think it's trending because the new season of Black Mirror is out. I don't know if the motherfuckers out there who watch Black Mirror, I do. I just found out last night that the Black Mirror, the new episodes are out. So I'm like, I'm going to check that shit out. That's what I'm going to do for New Year's since we're talking about what we're going to do for New Year's.
Sit down and chill.
I'm just going to sit down and chill and watch the new Black Mirror if it's really out.
You should watch the old movies, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember back in the day, so like, going to a club,
Christmas
in LA,
Story.
Yeah,
that's what we watching. Christmas
there
Story
for midnight, getting a table, reserving it. You know.
So when you live in LA, you always like the lifestyle is so different. So you have to reserve your fucking shit.
Yeah, because everyone's gotta.
There's so many.
So that should get
Manhattan. You know.
Okay. I've never.
2 million people, 2 million people in the streets on New Year's, right, Joe?
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's got to pee, got to eat.
Yeah.
2 million people for the Puerto Rican.
Everyone's fucked up. Have you guys ever been to Mardi Gras?
I was in New York City for the Puerto Rican parade.
The Puerto Rican parade in New York City?
2 million 2 million people were out at that parade. 2 million.
No way. What year was that?
That's how they wrote. No, every year. It's or more.
But what year were you there? You
said? 2002 or three.
Oh, shit. So that's not far.
And so I had a big old fucking boa snake. Took pictures of that. You know, this guy's walking around with this big old snake.
Yeah.
Fucking $20 a photo of a...
Damn. When's the last time you've been to New York?
Oh, about 2005.
2005, that's the last time. I think my last time I went was 2011 or 12. I can't remember exactly. I had to look at my Instagram.
I went for a few years in a row. So the first few years, there are fucking bums everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I said, damn. Within 3 years, that shit was gone, man. There were no bums anywhere. I think they send them to Fresno.
Hey, isn't that crazy? Have you guys been hearing about that shit where the Bay Area or LA, what they're doing is shipping their bums to fucking Bakersfield, to the Central Valley, Fresno. There's people saying, hey, I talked to this bum.
They're all like, thank God for Greyhound.
They said, oh, no, they put us in a bus.
Greyhound.
They put us in the bus and they gave us $20 and they said, here, live over here. And they said, fuck it. So some of these bums, fucking bums are from here, from fucking out there, and they're shipping. Well,
remember, LA got caught for patient dumping too.
What? What's patient dumping?
Dumping. They literally would put a patient out on a bench.
Sayonara.
And socks, and towel slippers, and everything at all.
No way. They would just do that to
them. Well, I mean, what do you do?
This
is trippy. Sayonara.
We don't know what to do with these motherfuckers. Well, no, get them the fuck out of here.
True socialism right there. But, you know, she had no job. She's homeless, but she needs hospital, medical attention. But, you know.
Bitch is crazy.
$1,000 a day.
Yeah.
She's old.
No, but how do you guys feel like since we're in this part of California where they're dumping off these fucking fuck ups and bums? I kind of don't like that shit because that's just gonna raise the fucking crime rate.
Hey, I'm for my people, my hometown. These are my bums. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're saying, I don't get what you mean.
Don't fuck our bums up. Keep your own bums.
Yeah, why do you think, why do you think these fuckers are shipping them to out here?
Oh, because we're a dumping ground, nigga. Just exactly.
We're a dumping...
People think we're a fucking pile of shit here.
Yeah, they don't...
Fuck them, though. Yeah. It's all right. That keeps them away. Yeah. We don't need them motherfuckers. We're way better off without them.
Why? Why do you feel that way?
Oh, well, I think we have probably the best schools, really good neighborhoods. There's so much good people around here for us. There's a lot of great talent, and shit, you still have opportunity to, like, start any kind of fucking business you ever wanted to.
It's still being the best state.
Yeah, plus everybody wants to live in fucking California.
You're right. Ask a Russian,
a Chinese, an African,
everybody wants to fucking live in California. Except the ones that are from here.
Yeah. Not me. I love
They're like, fuck, we're getting taxed like a motherfucker. No. Fucking, they're taking our rights away little by little. That's how some Californians feel. But to me, I'm like, fuck it. I'm in the best state in the motherfucking United States.
There's a lot of potheads saying right now, yeah, dingo.
Yeah. You know what I mean? California is fucking, I've traveled to the East Coast and back through the South.
Racist in the East Coast, motherfuckers. Are you listening? Are there any East Coasters there?
No.
God damn, there's some racist motherfuckers.
Hey, I'm racist here!
Yeah. You know what? I didn't deal with racism when I went to the East Coast.
So you leave here, right? You leave Fowler, and there's racism a lot of places.
Oh, no, there's even racism.
Did you see that?
Not here.
Not in Fowler, but like Fresno.
Did you see the latest video?
Not really, man. As far as I know, man, nobody gives a shit about anything.
Dude, I've dealt with racism in Bakersfield. So racism is just in certain spots. You know what I mean? But
I guess it's all over, but
I'll tell you this. Fowler, California, there's not racist. It's not racist around here, dude. We got everybody here that wants, you know what I mean? Fowler's a very diverse town. We got Mexican population, we got white population, we got a few black.
That's what I'm saying. I grew up with white dude friends, Mexican friends, Chinese friends,
we had Japanese Asian friends,
Armenian friends. And we didn't have the Indian friends, but now we have Indian friends.
What does
yatas
mean?
Tires. A tire. So,
black tire.
So I grew up with every race. So of course, to me it was normal. I thought that I thought everybody grew up like that.
Uh
huh. Well, I had a Chinese friend, a Japanese friend, a white friend.
No,
an Italian friend, an Armenian friend. I mean, what the fuck?
You know what?
I had a shapeshifter friend.
Rod Dog is the baddest. I had a shapeshifter friend. Nah, dude, like you're right. And over here, it's very, very diverse. That's what I like about this area.
My buddy Tom, he taught
Central Cal.
My buddy Tom taught me a lesson, though. If you don't know if you're racist or anything,
yeah.
Here's his answer. I hate all you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's your opinion, yeah.
No, that's what he says.
Oh, that's what your buddy?
Yeah, that's how he takes care of racism.
Yeah.
Oh. So now they're all equal.
Yeah, okay.
Because he ain't racist. He don't give a fuck what color
Everybody's equal.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's a good way to go by it.
Tom's wise, dude.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. You know what I mean?
There's a few instances where that motherfucker's wise. Other than that, motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah, so besides the fucking
comedy... Hey, did the Illuminati get a hold of Ariana Grande?
I don't know.
She bailed out of her concerts due to health.
What? Oh, shut the hell up. I didn't hear about that.
You know what? All bitches can't work hard as men, so shut up.
Let's talk this show with your favorite tonight.
Period. That's what you want to say it, I'll say it. Yeah, you know, that's why we do Joe
Dingo, listen to this fucker. He says...
Bitches can't work as hard as men. Boom! I said it twice.
It's hard for me to say it because I know I feel the same way sometimes. I'm like, man, these bitches be saying, "Oh, we want equal this, equal rights, and dude, we get paid this."
When it comes down,
I'm just like, nah, you do the jobs we do. Go out in the fucking fields. Go out and fucking do the.
How many tires you lift a fucking day?
Can you lift over 30 pounds? Hello.
Okay.
I lift tires that are bigger than me.
Check this out.
I can
wipe an ass, put a diaper, and cook, and clean. And hey, better than in the bitches can. And still get shit
done.
That's
why it's real easy to flip Jimmy.
I still have garage band in
the
garage.
Tires.
It's fucking.
Then I still
have tires. I've lifted a tire about maybe.
And then I still want pussy at the end.
200-300 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you can't even... Sometimes you need assistance with these tires.
Yeah.
Fucking tires, dude, maybe 100 to 200 pounds. They're fucking heavy, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The real deal.
I heard
back in the days...
I hurt my back a few times, too. I've hurt my back.
You don't want to pick up a tire and say, okay, fellas, I'm going to go change my shorts and my pants.
Yeah, you're right.
But check this out. Here's a good story. My buddy Chaz. You know Chaz?
Yeah.
He's a tire man.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look at your car and tell you.
Yeah, I know Chaz.
He'll tell you what tire you need.
And shout out to your brother Dingo.
Tony Dingo?
Tony Dingo. Shout out Tony Dingo before I finish.
No, but anyways, Chaz knows a lot about that shit.
Yeah.
He's military.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Tony Dingo's military.
Well, then you have to shout out the
veterans all across the world.
ASP boys.
In the United States of America.
ASP boys.
Salute.
Bullfrog, Rico James, G Murder, Tony Dingo. Man, what's the guy's name? Look at that dude.
Joe Dingo's giving shout outs right now.
Yeah, the ASP boys.
ASP boys.
Tony Dingo. He was here for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, Tony Dingo was just here. That's why I brought him up. I'm like, so for the people that don't know, for Tony Dingo, he lives in.
Atascadero,
which is kind of by the beach.
And there's Central Coast Boys, and they go around saying a dingo ate my baby.
Yeah.
They even sing the song. A dingo ate my baby. A dingo ate my baby.
That's your song or what?
Yeah, but now this is what they say. They look at each other and go, it's been a long time coming.
Oh, shit.
You gotta love that shit. Come on, man.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. That's
a song right there. Are you going to redo that song and put it out?
I want to do it this week. Actually, the timing is great. I would like I always said, Michael Walker to do the work. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to do it for now and make it a demo.
No, that's good. Been wondering about it. Because people listening, he does music as well. And he, I don't know.
Trying hard.
You're trying to do music and explain your shit, man. Where people can find you and all that other shit.
SoundCloud, Joe Mama.
I forgot. You remember?
YouTube, Joe Dingo.
Your trippy hippie shit, huh?
I'm a trippy hippie. Basically, that's it. All my shit sounds old school.
Explain it, because some people are gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
It's like where shit, man.
You
can have sex to the beats.
Or you can call it elevator music. That too, right? Remember you said that before?
Yeah, if you ever wanted to have sex in an
elevator. Or softcore porn music.
No, say it like it is. It's B-porn.
Yeah, that shit. Oh my god, dude. That's a good way to end it off, man. It's dope, man. We're here talking about Dingo's softcore porn music. Any fucking porn producer looking for music, hit up Joe Dingo.
Fuck yeah, man.
I'm telling you, man.
All you gotta do is show me the film and I'll make the music to it.
Yeah. What a fucking great job. All right, motherfuckers. We just thought we ended off 2018 like this on Straight Outta Fowler Podcast with your host, Chris G. Joe Dingo, Rod Dog, a.k.a. Fuck Her, Rod Dog, Dingo in the back. And comedy show, January 12th, 2019, at Josie's Mexican Restaurant here in Fowler, California.
Blow up jam number one.
$12.50 a ticket. You guys cannot beat that price, okay?
Blow up jam number one.
You know what I mean? Anything else you guys want to end it off with? Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Enjoy. Like Dingo says, stay the fuck out of jail.
I love you, Fowler. We love you, Fowler.
The next day. Shout out, Fowler, California. Once again, motherfuckers. Comedy show, January 12th, 8 p.m. at Josie's. Don't bring your kids. It's 18 and older, 21 to drink, and there's food and drinks.
7 p.m.
And 7 p.m. because Alice K is performing. Shout out D-Boy. Shout out Chiefin from Alice K, motherfuckers. It'll be a good night, man. Shout out Side Dick Eddie, George Perez, Xavier, GPS Podcast. You know what I mean? Shout out everybody. Shout out my boy Mega Man. Mega motherfucking man. But his podcast, Mega Man Podcast, man. Check that shit out on Anchor. Check it out on iTunes. Check it out on Spotify. You can also find that podcast where you can find this podcast. Also, make sure you check out Small Town Cali Podcast on YouTube. And What's the 411 Podcast on the 75 Grow Records, SoundCloud, or iTunes. God, did I forget anything else? Happy holidays. Happy. Oh, you know what? Before we end this fucking off, I wanted to ask if you guys knew about this. People are getting pissed off about Christmas, saying, hey, Merry Christmas and all that shit. Is that, so what's up with that? People are getting mad because, hey, I say Merry Christmas. And then now I'm hearing people say Happy Winter Solstice. What's that shit?
Merry New Year.
No. This is what I tell Perry. This is what I tell most people. I say Merry fucking Christmas.
I'm not sure. Some damn Democrats.
I don't know.
No, Merry Christmas, dude. Come on.
Happy
now.
New Year. I know. Christmas is over.
How do you not say Americans? Come on, man. Right, that's a bad play.
You know what I mean? The blue moons are getting to me. So.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminatis. All right. We'll end it off there, motherfuckers. I hope you guys enjoy. We do this shit for fun. So you can find... This is just raw, fucking unfiltered material.
Rod's on SoundCloud too, I think. Yeah.
So, anyways, Rod Dog, where you can find my Rod Dog. You want to give out your social media to people?
Right now.
Oh, he don't know it, but
next time
you'll see him in some of my posts. Just look through Small Town Cali Podcast on Instagram as well, and you'll
Dizzy.
Find.
If you want to see Rod Dog, he's on Dizzy.
He's on what?
SoundCloud.
Dizzy. On Dizzy SoundCloud picture. Shout out Dizzy B.
Dizzy B.
What else, man? I don't know. I kind of don't want to stop, but time. Well, anyways, you guys have a good one. Keep. I'll see you motherfuckers
Wu-Tang!
Later.
Give a shout to Wu-Tang!
Wu-Tang Clan, ain't nothing to See, we are so... The thing I like about this podcast is we are so fucking random. All right, motherfuckers. See you next episode. Next time. This is the professional shit talkers. This is all we do is talk shit. And we're professionals, I guess. Right?
You know what? You know, in 1914...
This motherfucker. Okay, we gotta go. Diggle's fucked up. See you motherfuckers later. Good night. Happy New Year and all that other shit. Peace.